The Sports Addict Radio Network proudly presents The Jerry Miller Show.
I totally don't know what that means, but I want it.
Opinions and information for the Wahoo and Hokie Nations.
It ain't cool being no jive turkey so close to Thanksgiving.
You can reach the program by calling 866-356-ESPN.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Or you can email the show at jerry@cvasports.com.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Now, here's your host, Jerry Miller.
Show me the money!
I'll tell you what, we have been red hot on the Tuesday edition of the Jerry Miller Show. 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. I hate cutting off any caller at all, let alone our Sergeant of Arms, Warrior of AG. Sometimes we have to do it because it's a syndicated show and we're on hard breaks where other affiliates need us to get out on time. But normally what we do is we offer our apologies and try to welcome the caller to give us a ring back. That's exactly what's happened here with Warrior AG. Warrior, I apologize of cutting you off there. We're on a hard break, sir. We bring you back in. Chris Coleman of TechSideline.com will join us in a matter of moments to break down this topic. Warrior, again, my apologies. The show is yours, man.
Hey, it's all right, Jerry. You got to pay them bills one way or another, brother.
What do you make? And you and I were, you brought some very good points to the table, and where we were left off was this. Visayu got charged with shoplifting and charged with driving without a license, but when it got to court, those charges were dropped, and then we talked about Visayu and cussing out Seth Greenberg and what he actually said or did not say. Let's jump back to the conversation we were having, sir.
Well, I take that as more being a heat of battle conversation between him and the coach, Jerry. You know I didn't like it. I even said that because it showed he has a problem with authority. But when you go out like Jeff Allen and do something like he done on Sunday, I mean, what did this kid learn from his two-game suspension last year? That's my whole beef with Jeff. I mean, he does a lot of dumb stuff. I'm a diehard Virginia Tech fan, Jerry, but sometimes he's dirty, and he does dirty stuff, and he gets caught for it. And I just think the kid needs to really check himself at the locker room door when he comes back onto this team, Jerry, and get his head right and get in the game. I just feel like on Sunday he was trying to do too much against Maryland because he was back home, wanted to show off all his friends, and it didn't work out the way he wanted to, and he got frustrated. And the Maryland fans were giving him what Maryland fans give everybody that comes to Comcast Center. It wasn't nothing new, but from Jeff after what he went through last year, I expected a whole lot more of Jeff this year. And yes, I do expect a lot of the AD because he's a senior leader on that team, but is he really the leader? When it all boils down, I think Malcolm Delaney, the sophomore, is more the leader of that team than anybody, coming from what his quote said after that. One person doesn't make this team, we will be just fine. And last year, after Allen's two-game suspension, we lost a close one to Duke and then went on the road to beat BC. So I'm not too sure it's a bad thing for us. Maybe we can get back to playing a little team basketball this week, Jerry.
Let me do this to you. 30 ticks. Wahoo Joe is on deck. Chris Coleman of TechSideline.com, the managing editor, will join us in a matter of moments. Marcus Vick in 2005 does the same thing, and all he has to do is issue an apology. Can you compare and contrast what Marcus did versus what Jeff did?
You know, Jerry, I don't know what the comparison is between the two. I guess what the comparison would be is Jeff had a situation last year where he got suspended for two games, and I guess Marcus hadn't had the issue that went on.
Didn't he, when he did that in 2005 to West Virginia, and if I'm wrong, please correct me, hadn't he have already gotten in trouble with sleeping with minors at that point of his college career?
You're right, Jerry, he did. He had just came back to the team. I don't know what the circumstance is. That's a fine line on that, and, you know, I don't agree with it. I think it what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And if it goes for one, it should go for all. And maybe that's a question we should direct to Jim Weaver on the next Hokie Hotline and ask him what's the difference between a football player and a basketball player. And then again, Jerry, it might be something with the coach. Maybe the coach handed down the suspension and not Weaver.
Good stuff, Warrior. Let me give you some love. Thank you for calling today, Warrior. I apologize for cutting you off there in hour one.
Hey, that's all right, Jerry. Got to pay them bills, man. Have a good day.
You too, Sergeant of Arms. Great phone call from Warrior Chris Coleman, CC, fondly known to this family, the managing editor of TechSideline.com. Mr. Coleman, we have been in fuego in hour one, as have your message boards with the Allen suspension. I say we get straight to it. What is the difference between Marcus Vick in 2005 doing the same thing to West Virginia fans? Marcus Vick does not get popped for playing time. All he has to do is issue an apology. Jeff Allen does get popped for playing time. In my eyes, it's a contradiction. Can you tell me why it is not, sir?
Well, it's simply, to me, it's because Frank Beamer controls the Virginia Tech football program. Jim Weaver has, the only thing he controls with football is scheduling. You know, I think Frank Beamer makes all the decision making as far as suspending players and things like that. And you know, I think Charles Steeker stepped in with the Marcus Fick situation at the very end and said Marcus needs to be kicked off the team. I think they were going to suspend him for a couple of games, and I think Steeger stepped in and said, okay, he's off the team, enough's enough. But, you know, I think with the Marcus Fick incident and the West Virginia fans, you know, I think that was a Frank Beamer decision, just to issue a public apology, which, you know, I thought was fine. As far as Jeff Allen goes, I don't really have a problem with the suspension, but, yeah, it does seem like a double standard. And, yeah, that's a good question for Jim Weaver, I think. You know, he's not on the Hokie hotline during basketball season. So, you know, I think a lot of people might forget about this question until he makes his next public appearance. But, yeah, I mean, it's a huge double standard. I mean, Jeff Allen did the exact same thing Marcus Fick did. And I think Jeff Allen has a lot of growing up he has to do. But at the same time, you have to think about your team as a whole, I think. You know, what if Virginia Tech goes up to Charlottesville tomorrow
and loses?
Loses that basketball game by about 2 points or something like that, and they have no post presence. And you say, well, if we had Jeff Allen, we would have won. And then a guy like Malcolm Delaney, you know, a hardworking guy like Malcolm Delaney, hardworking guy like Jay Thompson, those guys have to miss the NCAA tournament because of Jeff Allen.
Yeah, that's what I think is going to happen. And throw in the one-point loss to Boston College, and you and I, if it happens a one-point loss or a single-digit loss to UVA, you and I would have a legitimate argument. Had Vasayu had played against the Eagles, the Hokies would have won. Had Allen had played against UVA, the Hokies would have gotten that victory and gotten two wins closer to getting an NCAA tournament invitation. Mr. Coleman, by the logic you just said there, it sounds like the Virginia Tech Athletic Department is absolutely reeking of hypocrisy right now.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, Jerry, I mean, as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, the real thing here is the story this tells, I think, is how the Virginia Tech Athletic Department is controlled or what they have control over. I don't think they really have control over the football program. I think that's Frank Beamer's program, and, you know, he's going to discipline players as he sees fit. And whereas every other program in there, Jim Weaver exercises at least some sort of control over. But, you know, football is its own separate animal as far as I'm concerned.
So Mr. Coleman takes it a step further, and that's why we have his IQ on this program, the managing editor of TechSideline.com. You take it a step further and says this: Frank Beamer has absolute authority, absolute autonomy, where Seth Greenberg is working for Jim Weaver.
I think Frank Beamer will answer in some cases to Charles Steeger, the president of the university. But, you know, I don't think he and Weaver work together that much. You know, I think Weaver does a lot of scheduling, obviously, but that's pretty much it.
I'll tell you what, Chris Coleman, the managing editor of TechSideline.com, you're a popular guy with a number of people looking to hop on board. We have a gentleman from Christiansburg calling the program. Wahoo Joe, thank you for your patience. You're live in three states on five affiliates with CC and myself. Wahoo Joe, what is on your hamster wheel, buddy?
Hey, Jerry.
What do you make of this?
Well, I think I could spend the rest of the show talking about it. Jim Weaver has never been very high in my eyes. Of course, I'm a Wahoo fan. Now, I will give him credit. He has built that athletic program up. He got him in the ACC, but let's go back several years. You know, when they were going in there, he stood in front of the Rutgers AD and he said, Virginia Tech is committed to the Big East Conference. And he was working a deal on the other side trying to get them in the Atlantic Coast Conference.
Yes.
I'm up on issues here, but, I mean, Jim Weaver, I don't mean to put it like this, he is a liar. He lies. Maybe that's kind of where he is. But like you said, Marcus Fick, now, I think Coleman brought up a good point in that Frank Beamer kind of runs the football program, but if Tech was so concerned about image or whatever, what about the Sayo? I mean, all the trouble he got in, and I mean, he set against, you know, basically a Division II team.
I mean, he makes a good point. Wahoo Joe, hang on the line. I'm going to give you an ample opportunity to respond. CC, I mean, I've got to ask the question myself. In my book, and I understand the charges were dropped, but in my book, shoplifting, petty shoplifting, and driving without a license are not legitimate. I was not raised that you make mistakes like that. Why does a Vasayu, with shoplifting and driving without a license charges, why is his only punishment no start against a Columbia?
That's a good question. Yeah, I really can't place that, Jerry. You know, I think it's one of those things where Seth mentioned on the Hokie hotline that there were details out there that that made it clear to him that, that Masaya really wasn't at fault there, in the shoplifting thing at least. And with the driving without a license, you know, that's one thing. You know, shoplifting is pretty bad. And, you know, the other guy involved in that, Chris Tucker, was a former Virginia Tech player and actually a graduate assistant. And he's no longer on the bench during games. So it kind of looks like he's lost his job, you know, although I think there was no official confirmation on that. So, you know, when Seth Greenberg hires, there was a big difference between what Masaya did and what Chris Tucker did. But, you know, if you go back to some other situations, I mean, Seth has been pretty quick to boot guys off the team, you know, like Marquis Cook and Justin Holt. You know, those guys have kind of strayed away, and, you know, they never got a second chance. So, you know, I think there has to be something in this case. You know, I'm obviously not saying AD should be kicked off the team because he was not found guilty in court. I mean, that was thrown out. So, but at the same time, you know, you would think
perception.
Yeah, perception. It would warrant a little more, I think, than just sitting him, you know, for the first 8 minutes against Columbia.
Let me do this. Wahoo Joe, anything else for CC?
Well, I mean, I know there's two sides to every story, but if you've got a set of rules, put it out there for everybody, make everybody follow them. The military does it. Other schools do it. You'll be looked on a lot favorably there. If Tech is worried about image or whatever, they don't have guys flipping off on national TV. They don't have their players cussing their coach. They don't have football players stomping on other guys' legs and doing stupid fouls.
He's right. I'll tell you what. Good phone call, Wahoo Joe from Christiansburg. Chris, let me throw this to you. If what Tucker did was so bad that it made him lose his job, aren't we then to believe that the situation was pretty serious?
You know, I mean, I guess it's as serious as stealing a 12-pack of Dr. Pepper can be. You know, I don't know the details there, and, you know, it's just flat out, it's a stupid thing to do for those guys, however much they were involved with it. And, you know, I can't say that he's lost his day-to-day job at Virginia Tech. I know he's no longer on the bench during games anymore, but, you know, I just look at this entire thing, and I really look at the Hokies respect campaign, which is pretty much Jim Weaver's baby, and, you know, Jeff Allen's violation on television was a clear violation of, you know, that Hokies respect campaign. I mean, you know, you're flipping off fans of an opposing school. You know, so I think he really kind of, that one hit home to Weaver more so than the shoplifting.
I'll tell you what, Chris, you are so solid. You're basically saying here it's the perception of things, right? Is that what you're saying? 30 ticks left.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. I think Jim Weaver sees a guy making an obscene gesture like that on television, and I think he believes that it puts the program, you know, in a not positive light. But at the same time, you go back to the Marcus Vick situation. Hokies respect existed like then, but yet Weaver didn't have any control over it because, you know, that's the football program is Frank Beamer's baby. So, you know, it's a matter of perception, but it's also a matter of control.
Good stuff, CC. Thank you, Chris. Managing editor, TechSideline.com. One segment down, folks.